From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A large explosion ripped through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday in Turkey killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 100. Officials said the blast occurred in Kizilay Square, a key shopping and transportation hub near foreign embassies. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. Secretary of State John Kerry accused the Assad regime of Syria of trying to disrupt a new round of peace talks scheduled to start Monday in Geneva, as top Western diplomats met in Paris to discuss Syria and other issues. Lisa Bryant reports.
Secretary Kerry described Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as a spoiler and suggested his regime was the biggest violator of a fragile ceasefire in Syria. Speaking alongside European counterparts before the Monday peace talks, Kerry also accused the Syrian government of siphoning off vital medical aid to war-hit communities. He said the onus is now on Syria's allies, Russia and Iran, to ensure international agreements on Syria are honored. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German wing's jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. 150 people died. The French agency responsible for safety found 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had consulted several doctors about psychological issues. This is VOA News. In German elections, the anti-immigration Alternative for Germany party gained significantly in elections held in three areas of Germany. Party leader addressed a group of supporters. As exit polls indicated, the party had elected delegates to regional parliaments in all three areas. The previously tiny fringe party was expected to do well due to public discontent with the government of Prime Minister Angela Merkel, since the country opened its doors to more than a million migrants last year. Political rivals of Donald Trump, the leading U.S. Republican presidential contender, are blaming him for sowing the seeds of anger that has erupted in violent confrontations at his political rallies in the last few days. Fights and pushing and shoving have broken out between his supporters and protesters at rallies in several states. Trump blames the protesters.
We have protesters, some of whom are so mean, so loud, so vicious, they stop us from really our First Amendment rights, right? Freedom of speech, you can't talk, they're screaming.
One of Trump's opponents, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, called the escalating turmoil frightening and grotesque. Trump told a network interviewer that professional disruptors linked to Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders were to blame for a violent confrontation Friday in Chicago that led to a rally being called off. The United Nations mission says a Chadian peacekeeper shot and killed two colleagues in an attack in northern Mali. A third colleague was wounded in the shooting Saturday at Tassalit in the Kidal region. The peacekeeper was arrested. A UN spokeswoman says there was no known motive for the shooting and that an investigation is underway. An insurgent group fighting alongside Afghanistan's Taliban says it is ready to join political reconciliation talks with the Kabul government. At the same time, Hezb-e-Islami said it is deeply skeptical about the intentions of its opponents. The faction, led by fugitive Afghan warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, says it has accepted the government's offer and is prepared to participate in the talks. President Barack Obama is set to name his pick to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last month. Reports from the White House say the president has narrowed his list of potential nominees as the vetting process enters a final phase. Senate Republicans are promising they will not consider anyone nominated by Mr. Obama. For more on these and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.